Hi there, this is Ellistar with the Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, May 2nd. This would have been, of course, a fantastic Kentucky Derby day. Ironically, the weather in Louisville was supposed to be about 77 and sunny, but that wasn't to be. Doesn't mean we don't have a lot of great racing throughout the country, and I'm going to cover four races at Gulfstream Park on Saturday, May 2nd to help make us some money. As always, the Key Races and Bets podcast, as well as the written version, the Key Races and Bets blog, brought to us and you by amwager.com, amwager.com, a legal betting site online. Great website with lots of tools and perks. If you are not a member, check out amwager.com, where you can also get the written version of this podcast, the Key Races and Bets blog, by going to How to Bet and finding the Ellistar blog. We're going to start for Saturday, May 2nd at Gulfstream Park with race 8, post of 421. And Kid Bourbon appears to have a decent edge in this race, but being as this is a first level allowance and he's just 1 for 7, we'll have to look at some others as well, at least for doubles and pick threes. Kid Bourbon finished fast from 5th to 2nd against slightly tougher, which is no optional claiming, which this one is, allowance company last time. And Paco Lopez sticks as Kid Bourbon moves from turf to dirt. He earned his only win on dirt in a one-turn mile, just like this race last December, and a repeat of that effort could be good enough to get him his career win number 2. Beau Luminary won by 7 at the trip 1 before last over the track, completely regressed to finish 9th of 12 last time out. Saez gets on, and the gelding has tactical speed, so if Saez gets him to the lead or close to the lead from the start, Beau Luminary has a shot to get the job done. We'll round out a trio of contenders with Sandino Ruler, who was well regarded when making his U.S. debut in the stakes at Tampa in March, not disregarded by bettors at 13-1, even though he was stepping way up. Sandino Ruler ran horribly that day, but broke in the air at the start and wasn't comfortable. Blinkers and Jaramillo go on today, and his works since have been pretty good. Considering he won 4 of 5 in his native Argentina, I would not rule him out at this level. In the 8th at Gulfstream on Saturday, May 2nd, with a post of 421 Eastern, the win bets. Kid Bourbon, can he bet to win at 9-5 or better? Beau Luminary at 3-1 or better? And Sandino Ruler at 4-1 or better. I would definitely bet Kid Bourbon if you got the price. And then either Beau Luminary or Sandino Ruler, whichever probably has the highest odds, but certainly you could bet all three if you wanted to do that. When making multiple win bets, always try to use a dutching tool to help you do the work of proportioning your bets for the best profit. There's a free one at AmWager with which you can enter in the amount you want to bet or the amount you want to win, and the calculation is done for you based on the odds. For the exacta, we'll box Kid Bourbon, Beau Luminary, and Sandino Ruler. And for the double, we'll play Kid Bourbon, Beau Luminary, and Sandino Ruler in race 8 with Envutante, Higher Glory, Mimina's Team, Stunning Sky, and Bajan Girl in race 9. And we'll play some 50-cent pick threes here. There's three little tickets you can play. Two are pretty small because we're taking a single in one of the three races, and the other, not too bad. Ticket 1, race 8, Kid Bourbon, Beau Luminary, and Sandino Ruler. In race 9, Envutante, Higher Glory, Mimina's Team, Stunning Sky, and Bajan Girl. And in race 10, Last Judgment, Network Effect, Red Crescent, Noble Drama, and Royal Squeeze. Ticket 2, singles Kid Bourbon in the opening leg, race 8, and then Envutante, Higher Glory, Mimina's Team, Stunning Sky, and Bajan Girl in race 9. Last Judgment, Network Effect, Red Crescent, Noble Drama, and Royal Squeeze in race 10. And the third ticket is Kid Bourbon, Beau Luminary, and Sandino Ruler in race 8, Envutante, Higher Glory, Mimina's Team, Stunning Sky, and Bajan Girl in race 9, and Network Effect in race 10. Moving down the line to another great race at Gulfstream on Saturday, May 2nd for this Key Races Bets blog brought to you by AmWager.com. This is the Honey Rider Stakes with a post of 4:53 Eastern. And Bajan Girl broke her maiden impressively on the Gulfstream turf March 8th when making a sweeping move from fifth to first in the stretch. That win came after adding blinkers, but then for some inexplicable reason, her connections thought she was a dirt horse, put her in the Grade 3 Gulfstream Park Oaks 20 days later. Sent a post at 99-1. She really wasn't disgraced when she was 4th of 12th, beaten just a half length and a nose for 2nd. Back on turf with Lopez taking the call, this gal is a great fit at this non-graded level on the grass for 3-year-olds and deserves top billing, especially opening at double digits. Mimina's team also broke her maiden on the Gulfstream turf recently in her last start, to be exact. She's on an improving speed figure pattern, and after losing ground late following making the lead in her 2 starts before last, she had the energy to hang on last time out. Mimina's team gets a good post, and if Bayesian Girl doesn't fire, I think Mimina's team would be no surprise at the level. It lends itself to horses going from maiden to stakes. It's also exactly what Highland Glory did last out when winning the similar Sanibel Island Stakes on the course. Lopez gets off after riding that win and gets on Bayesian Girl, which is good for me and us. But Saez gets on, so it's mostly lateral. She has a good kick. It would be no surprise if winning her second stakes in a row. And Vutante moves to turf after 2 dirt races, including a 6-length win last time out. She debuted on grass and ran well when beaten ahead on the wire for 2nd. There's no issue with going back to grass. Stunning Sky rounds out a quintet, which have a shot here to win her completely exact. She closed from last of 11 to get 4th in the same race Highland Glory won at the end of March. And 2 before that, she broke her maiden over the course. Gaffalion getting on for Maker is a good sign. In the 9th at Gulfstream, the Honey Rider post 4:53 Eastern on Saturday, May 2nd. Bayesian Girl, 5-2 or more, definitely a win bet. Among the other 4, and Vutante, Highland Glory, Mimina's team, and Stunning Sky, I'd make a 2nd win bet on the one with the highest odds in your post time. And again, if you're making multiple win bets, try and use the Dutching tool to proportion your money and help you get the best profit. There's a free one at amwager.com along with many other perks and benefits for the better. It's really a cool betting site. For the exacta, we're going to box Bayesian Girl, Mimina's team, and Highland Glory. For the double, and if you played the pick 3, you don't need to, but you can. In race 9, Envutante, Higher Glory, Mimina's team, Stunning Sky, and Bayesian Girl. In race 10, Last Judgment, Network Effect, Red Crescent, Noble Drama, and Royal Squeeze. Don't play 2 pick 3s here, 50 cents the minimum, so you can certainly play these. The smaller one's going to be singling Network Effect in the next race, and that's going to be in race 9, Envutante, Higher Glory, Mimina's team, Stunning Sky, and Bayesian Girl. In race 10, Network Effect. In race 11, Just in the Nick of Time, Doc Boy, Gufo, and South Bend. The second one is going to use in race 9, Envutante, Higher Glory, Mimina's team, Stunning Sky, and Bayesian Girl. In race 10, Last Judgment, Network Effect, Red Crescent, Noble Drama, and Royal Squeeze. And in race 11, Just in the Nick of Time, Doc Boy, Gufo, and South Bend. Now that's not an inexpensive ticket, the big one. At the 50-cent level, that's $50. Moving on to race 10, the big drama stakes at Gulfstream, May 2nd, 5:25 post. Network Effect is likely to go off favorite off his big runner-up effort March 28th in a non-restricted allowance. He clips heels at the start, still managed to be beaten just a half length by the winner. Again, a big effort. He was overmatched in the Grade 1 Cigar before that back in December, but won strongly in a one-turn mile after runner-up finishes in the Remsen and Nashua stakes as a 2-year-old. So he'll love this trip, as he did when winning his debut at the 7-furlong distance, and may have a class edge on these. That's Network Effect. Last Judgment bombed badly at 5-2 in the Sir Shackleton Stakes at the end of month, but went impressively before that in February following 8 months off. Pletcher runners don't often perform badly twice in a row, and if Pletcher has him entered in the stakes, he's got a shot to run back to that February 7th effort. Similarly, Noble Drama finished a bad 6th in the Challenger Stakes in March, but won 2 in a row, including a nice win in a one-turn race before that. Rebounding to that kind of form could have him earning career win number 6 and his 3rd stakes win. Red Crescent was ahead behind Noble Drama in the Sunshine Millions Classic at 9 furlongs in January, and although he has 8 career runner-up efforts to go along with 7 wins, he's competitive enough that he has to be respected. Rounding out the contenders here are Royal Squeeze, who won this race last year, and was returning from 3 months off when 3rd last month in a race that certainly looks like a prep for this. So particularly as a horse that loves Gulfstream, 9-20, Royal Squeeze rounds out the contenders. In the big drama stakes, race 10 at Gulfstream post 5:25 Eastern on Saturday, May 2nd. Network effect of win bet at 9-5 or more. Certainly, if you get 10-1 or more, you can bet one of the other four, but I'm just going to take network effect, and if he's not a good win bet, we'll move on to the exacta. In the exacta, we're going to play network effect over Last Judgment, Red Crescent, Noble Drama, and Royal Squeeze, and then turn it around and play Last Judgment, Red Crescent, Noble Drama, and Royal Squeeze over network effect. Depending on whether you have the contenders alive, which you should have won one of the previous legs, you can skip the double, but if you want to, you can play it. A couple doubles here. One is Network Effect in Race 10 with Just in the Nick of Time, Doc Boy, Gufo, and South Bend in Race 11. Another is Network Effect in Race 10 with All in Race 11. Take a shot. And the last is Last Judgment, Red Crescent, Noble Drama, Royal Squeeze, and Network Effect in Race 10 with Just in the Nick of Time, Doc Boy, Gufo, and South Bend. I think the upside there is pretty good. Finishing off this Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, May 2nd, brought to you by amwager.com, where you can also get the written version, the blog, by clicking on How to Bet and Ella Starr's blog. The English Channel is Race 11 with a post of 5:57. Just in the Nick of Time runs in this non-graded stakes first off the claim by Mike Maker. I regard Maker very highly at his ability to spot horses, particularly on grass, to claim and turn to stakes winners. He's done it many times in the past few years. And a quick Sats Race Lens query shows me Maker is 9-34 at Gulfstream with all horses off the claim running in turf routes. It's a pretty good record. And it makes me help make the case for Just in the Nick of Time, who finished second to a six-length winner at the end of March and has shown a decent bit of talent with in-the-money finishes in turf routes in his last five races. Doc Boy won the similar Columbia Stakes in March at Tampa and the Kitten's Joy, is a two-year-old. He makes his second start after coming back from 5 months off. Bravo stays aboard, and he has a big shot to improve second off the layoff and run even better. South Bend keeps missing, but not for the lack of trying. He's been second or third in three straight stakes efforts on turf and routinely puts in a nice late run. Just might need a little bit of luck to get through in the final stages. He's already a stakes winner on dirt. Gufo was visually impressive, winning in his most recent race, March 27th, rallying from last 11 with a late surge. I read Ortiz Jr., who's read out since returning, takes the call, and Gufo has every right to improve in his second start off 3 months off. In the English Channel, race 11 at Gulfstream, post 5:57. Win bets, Just in the Nick of Time and Doc Boy, both who open at double-digit odds at 5-2. If Gufo or South Bend are near 7-2, near post time, they can be bet. And again, when making multiple win bets, try and use a Dutching tool to help you allocate your profit, your bets for the best profit, and amwager.com has one for free. For the exacta, we're going to box Just the Nick of Time, Doc Boy, Gufo, and South Bend. You can also obviously play a trifecta with those four. I sure hope you enjoyed this week's Key Races and Bets podcast. Check out the blog at amwager.com. If you're not a member, please check out amwager.com and sign up. Give it a try. Good luck on Saturday, May 2nd, which would have been Derby Day. We'll talk to you next week.